Around the world and across the shards, this is The Cavern Today, brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network and Until Uru Fan Presentation. For more information about our program, please visit our website at www.thecaverntoday.com. Our format and information, entertainment, and variety hour is distributed monthly through iTunes and iPodder, available for download on the website and streamed through TeamSpeak. It is made audio by a group of nearly 30 international broadcasters who work collectively to bring you the best music, interviews, and special features the web has to offer. And now to our program with hosts Tyon, Vorlun, and Zam.
Shura, listeners, this is Vorlun and my co-host Tyon. Tyon, I hear you've been hitting some of better Until Uru parties this past couple of weeks.
Yes, and I've had a lot of fun. My birthday was last week, and the party on the Great Tree Shard was interesting, but I ran into some problems along the way.
What kind of problems?
Do you ever stay late at the office? For some reason, I guess when it's my time zone, Millicuddy and I are always working at the same time.
So how's that affect you?
I have to go through scripts for Journey of the Called, and I think she goes through Steve's personal mail while I'm there.
She's a nice bot, Ty.
Well, she got me caught up in one of her stories.
And now for something a little different, actually quite strange. We bring you a tale about a phantom and a bot. Video will accompany this audio presentation done in two parts, one part now and one part later. So go to www.thecaverntoday.com and click on Shortwave. There you will find a pod button to click and a music video to watch either now or later. Some of our listeners like to imagine the scene, whilst others like visuals served with. It's completely up to you. The video does not sync up with the audio. It is a music video illustration. It's a great visual about what actually went on in that cavern just the other night. Ooh, these explorers could be in much trouble.
Hey, you in there. Millicuddy, can you get the phone? It just keeps ringing.
Good morning, noon, and evening. This is the Cavern Today.
This is Mr. Poult calling Mr. Crocs. Is he in?
No, Mr. Crocs is gone somewhere for the day and is not here. But I can take a message for him. I'm his administrative assistant, Mrs. Millicuddy. I know all his business.
I don't want to talk to a bot. I read about you on the forum. Yes. Annoying! I want to talk to Mr. Crocs. I got a message to deliver to him.
A message? Mr. Crocs gets lots of messages, and some aren't very nice. I'm not sure he's going to like your message either. Why are you whispering, and what is with that clanking? You don't sound like an avi to me.
If you must know, I am prepared to remove him from his position as editorial and technical producer. I know of a perfect replacement. Me.
A broadcasting, podcasting, or vidcasting job. Because he's always doing those. Most of the times in the wee hours of the morning, he gets out his big pair of shears and just snips away.
Tell him to meet me in the slave cells. I will be waiting. I will be wearing white.
You can't have Mr. Crocs' job. He's gonna be so mad you called, he'll be stomping around here for days. Why, I'll never get a day off now. I'm coming to Teladin to find out who you really are.
What? Oh, no, you don't. I can tell from that look on your face you're gonna get me involved in another of your harebrained schemes. What was the phone call all about, anyway? Where is the phone?
Here. I answer it right here.
Millicuddy, that's not a phone. It's a scope.
I don't care what you call it. It's a phone to me. It rang, and I answered it.
Oh, good grief. When do bots sleep anyway? I need you to go wherever you go so I can get some work
done.
If
you don't go with me to find out who's trying to intimidate Mr. Crocs, I will have to ask Mr. Veriloon to go with me. He will be the hero of my story, Mr. Tyon. I told you the last time we talked it was all going to be in my book.
Yeah, well, I am not too concerned about that, but I don't have anything better to do. I might as well go check the idiot plan of yours out. Where to?
He said the cell. I know of only two cells. One is in Gyretian, but I know for a fact he's not there. Some friends of mine, the Pink Lady Maidbots, told me today it was fumigated, uninhabitable for 72 hours. Something about Eater Chemo Algimoso bugs.
More bots. Just what we need. So where else is there a cell? Oh, wait a minute. Of course, it would have to be Teladan. We need to get out there now. It's getting late, and no one wants to be hanging out in Teladan when it's near dark. I never did care for those flying fish. They make me uncomfortable. Hey, would you get over...
Ladies first, Mr. Tyon.
Howdy, y'all. This is Merle. I'm Mowog's brother. Yeah, you probably don't know this, but Daddy named Mowog after his favorite hunting dog. Anyway, I just come online to tell y'all about one of my favorite things. Free eats. Yep. Every Tuesday, so as not to conflict with the Ladies' Garden Club, the Dunny Diner on Slackershard will be doling out free eats to any and all comers. Papa Smurf will be opening up the Slackers Public Event Shard every other Tuesday to accommodate the crowds. So set up your abbeys, the cleft door is always open, and we can't wait to introduce you to the famous Dunny Burger. That is one hefty hunk of, well, something. Now, I know you have heard some pretty nasty stories about what's cooking down there in the diner, but now, listen, don't believe everything you hear, okay? Why, our good old American cheeseburger just can't be beat. Best ingredients it can find down in the cavern, and even in some of the ages, what could be better than that? Besides, it's free. So everyone's invited. Service is kind of, well, to be kind, it's, sporadic, but we try, and like I said before, it's free. So come on down. Oh, and, thanks to Mowog for the music.
City hot for any time of the year in the cavern, but lava is still running into the lake from Itagira, where parties were held over the last couple of weeks, causing an extra amount of steam to rise over the lake. If it's fog you think you see tonight or any night for the next few days, it is most likely not fog at all. Still, it could be fog or bog or sog or mog or any number of other atmospheric conditions, and the Hurud Shard administrators are in large part responsible for it. On the surface today, it is sunny, but a chilly 57 degrees. Be sure to wear a jacket when you go out into the cleft. That sun can be deceiving. Even Zandy has gone inside for the day, and we all know he only owns the one summer shirt. I wonder if anything could be done about that. Now, excuse me while I make a note here to get him a coat from the surface thrift store for Christmas. Oh, yes, sorry, the weather. In Spokane, it's even colder, with a temperature of 45 degrees. It's cloudy, a perfect day for cuddling up to a warm fire and reading that final proof for the Book of Merim. I personally can't wait to hear more about this forthcoming novel. News in the cavern is and has been about parties, lots of them. If you didn't catch the first party, you could catch the next. The buzz was everywhere. There were a few months when explorers were taking more trips out of the cavern than in, but lately it's been the other way around. More trips in than out. It sure gets confusing. And to help us clear up the ins and outs, we turn now to our reporters, first with a report from Old Man in the Bevins Rehab Center. Old Man, what are you doing in the rehab? I thought you were getting released today.
I thought I was too, but the two EMTs who brought me here kind of roughed me up. And now Dr. Phineas Genn told me he needs to set a couple of fractures he only just found today. It looks like I won't be able to continue my report on the Ribbons Narrow Mall project until I get out of here. And the food is lousy. It's that spore stuff that comes from the Taliban mushroom bread. I ate the stuff once on an earlier assignment. You can gargle all you want, but you can't get that mushy taste out of the roof of your mouth. It won't really cling to your tongue, just the roof for some reason. Prison food, that's what I call it. In fact, looking up at the window here, you'd think this was a prison cell. Steel bars, both of my legs strung up in a harness of some kind, my hands in the usual fairly useless position, and a mic hanging from the ceiling, the one I'm talking into now. I'd swear these people here want me to use the mic, but I'm not at all sure why. I'll have to look into the matter when I can finally stand up. For now, I think it's back to you. This is Old Man reporting from Bevins Rehab. Shura.
Okay, it doesn't sound like you are going to get out of there soon, Old Man. For now, we will turn to other reporters who bring us news from in and out of the cavern.
This is Jade, your in-cavern reporter, speaking from the hood on the Guild of Greeters cavern. Halloween weekend's finally arrived, and what would be a better excuse for party? I missed last weekend's party in the Great Tree Shard, but I was able to watch the video that Donahue obtained. If you haven't seen it yet, please stop by thecaverntoday.com and check out the shortwave section. Look for Ashtar's Halloween Spooktacular. You won't be sorry you did. It looks like a hot time was had by all. The Lost City of Atlantis held a party on Saturday afternoon and welcomed friends from all around the world. They even provided costumes if you were unable to come up with one of your own. Looks like a great time was had there as well. Today I'm running around the Guild of Greeters trying to collect as much candy as I can. Once I arrived at my assigned hood, I was handed a trick-or-treat bag and told to seek the chocolate. So far it seems simple enough. I have a text message telling me how many treats are in which section of the cavern. I'm starting here in the hood, and I've got 8 matches so far. I wonder why the weight of each treat is listed, and what is this about finding a rabbit? I wonder if they mean the singing rabbit. Maybe I'd better check out the forum and see if I missed something in my rush to get here. I should have known that a Golden Witch quest wouldn't be this easy. It's actually a quest within a quest, and a test of my math skills as well. Because I have some inside knowledge here, I'm not eligible to win, so I think I'm going to end here. If you missed the party but would still like to try this quest, just drop by the Guild of Greeters and give us your key number. We'll see that you get the quest. Just be sure you've finished your red and green marker quest first. This is Jade, signing off for the cavern today. Ask not what you can do for you. Ask what you can do for you.
You can hear the pumpkins laughing as the scariest month of the year approaches the fog-filled cavern. From the ghouls in the museum to Zandy on the surface, everyone is getting ready for Halloween. AFK to Avatars beware, it's high noon in Prank Town and even the cones are restless. The Spectral Choir, taking up residence in the Agro Republic Museum, has been overactive lately, trying to scare the latest explorers right back to where they came from. Rumor has it that the bugs, taking up wall space and ate our chemo, have been dropping from their perches and feeding on weary travelers, so take caution next time you're there for a visit. In a blast from the past, dark shadowy figures have been seen wandering the streets of Agura. Although they seem to be harmless, one witness claims to have seen them come together in a circle formation, attempting to summon some sort of cone demon. After all these years, the Great Cone has made an appearance on the palace balcony. All attempted interviews have resulted in single-word responses, however, with that single word being "cone." In any case, we'll keep trying. A warning to those in the cleft, Zandy has reported vandals trashing his trailer and spray-painting the black pirate symbol on his Zandoni. The perpetrators have not yet been caught, so keep a close eye on your belongings. Some explorers, who have been spending extra time in Teledon, have reason to believe that the spores filling the air may have hallucinogenic properties. After returning to the city, they reported seeing the sky rapidly changing colors, the tribalist completely missing, bits of the streets and buildings transparent, and multiple objects spinning rapidly in place. Researchers and maintainer suits have been dispatched to Teledon, but they haven't learned anything as of 2 hours ago. In other news, Eddie and the Pumpkins have teamed up to rid the hood of explorers. A tape received earlier today revealed their goal.
You mean the Pumpkins are sick of getting kicked around? We're always play toys for the explorers. And the admins come in and abandon the stretchers in all kinds of shapes and sizes. It hurts, and we're sick of it. Don't send any more people under the hood. It'll be the last time you send them anywhere.
While access to the hood has not been restricted, we ask that any explorers traveling to Bevan take extreme caution. That's all for now. This is Dragmyth, coming to you live from the foggy city of Igora.
A big thank you to all of our Cavern Today reporters. Now back to our regular programming. This is Lissa signing off.
Normally, we'd be doing our producer's cut interview at this point, but this cast we decided instead to pay tribute to our resident musician LCC from the Huru Project Shard. You might know him already. His forum Avi is the famous shape-shifting LCC to Yisha Avi, actually a very beautiful representation, and only fitting that he should have such an Avi. All that theme and bump music you hear on the shortwave or during our program is his music. Anyone can listen to it by paying a visit to his forum and looking for the jukebox. Often I find anything at all I want to listen to on the jukebox, since his creations are so eclectic. And being a musician isn't all LCC does. He also manages the Huru Project Shard, a very successful shard. Ages there are said to accommodate 50 avis. We will find out soon, because we have started holding some of our larger events and meetings there in the ages. Kaddish is a favorite. And speaking of favorites, and back to his music, Jam and Bread is one of my favorites, along with Dreamworld, the Huru Project, A Journey into the Cavern, and our featured song today, a new one called The Suspense is Killing Me. Thank you, LCC, for all you do for us, not only being our musician, but accommodating us with your forum and shard as well. One of these days, you'll have to take time to interview with us, but for now, keep working on the wonderful music you so skillfully create. You are listening to The Cavern Today from Cavern Communications Network, a UU fan presentation. Now, back to our program.
Howdy, explorers. This is Jonathan, also known as Radio Oh No! On the Anonymity Net. This is a little song I recorded for my solo project, RF Unit. It's called Under the Open Sky. About RF Unit, you can check it out at rfunit.adsotima.com.
The Seguero Hotel, their oasis in the desert, invites all explorers to come and relax at their luxurious hotel. They will make your stay as comfortable as possible, right down to the box of chocolates on the nightstand. Be sure to visit their nightclub, Tumbleweeds, located in the lobby. Parties with complimentary hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and desserts, plus music and dancing, are held every Saturday night. The fun starts at 8:30 p.m. EDT. Come and see what all the buzz is about. The proprietress is SJ.
I don't see anybody in this cell, and it's making me sneeze.
He's here. I can sense that he's here somewhere. Let me take a look-see. That's I am talk, Mr. Toyon, for looking around.
Don't you think I know that? Oh, good grief. Let's get on with this.
Okie dokie. I need to push these stones around a little so I can get the cell door to open.
Oh, great. You've locked me in here. Would it not make sense to look in these other rooms before you closed the door?
I guess so.
Well, open the door and let me out, because I've done that and he's not in here.
Okay, now let me see. Which stone was it that
this
I moved?
This would happen. I don't have time to go all the way around. I don't want to have to make the Teladan back 40 leap either. I just finished polishing my shoes for tonight's party.
You are so fussy today. Hold on. There, the door opened. I knew exactly what I was doing all along.
Sure you did.
There he is, Mr. Polt. You don't see him, Tyon?
I see nothing.
He is in the corner, hanging from the handcuffs.
What? I see the cuffs, but I don't see anyone in there.
Oops! He just dropped to the floor.
I heard that. Boy, this is not funny anymore. Let's get out of here. Caller or no caller, this isn't the place to be at late at night.
Wait! He's using sign language. I guess he doesn't want to be heard.
Heard? Heard? I don't even see the guy!
Oh, you'd only hear him on the phone, Mr. Tyon. He says he's a phone bot, like me. He's looking for a new career. Oh, that's too bad.
What is too bad? Millicuddy, you are driving me nuts.
He's an unemployed bot.
Yeah, and I have it on good authority. Odagi won't hire any bot. She gets enough complaints about you.
Shh. I have to tell him something. No, Mr. Polt, your situation is bleak, but you can't have Mr. Crox's job. And you're going about it all the wrong way. You have to go through the temporary agency. Don't you get mean with me.
Hey, I personally think you are nuts, Millicuddy, but I don't like the sound of this. I am getting out of here.
But he's threatening Mr. Crox again. Says he's going to take his job.
Well, have you told him that he's got to work with you then? Now what's wrong? What happened to the clanking?
He's gone. Just like that.
Yeah, well, I kind of figured he wasn't considering the bigger picture here.
What bigger picture?
Look, Millicuddy, not everyone has the same tolerance level. As I've told you before, spending time with you is an exhausting test of patience.
Okay, well, it was quite the adventure, wasn't it, Mr. Tyon? Did you hear all that clanking?
Yes, McGillicuddy, whatever you say. They are waiting for me
at the... Can I come too?
Yeah, why not? Let's get out of here.
May the pinnacles rise up to meet you. May the glowbirds be always at your back. May the sunshine reflect off every yisha page you do not see. May the rain fall on your alto, only when you desire rain. And until we meet again, may you be blessed with the night good fortune wherever you settle. Shora Bashen.
You've been listening to The Cavern Today, brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network, an Until Uru fan presentation. For more information about our program, please visit our website at www.thecaverntoday.com. Production team is our hosts, myself, Tyon, Washington, USA, Verloon, the Netherlands, Zam, France. Our news and weather group, Lisa, Texas, USA, Mohawk, Missouri, USA, Gadrin, Kansas, USA, Jade, Massachusetts, USA, Drakemith, Illinois, USA, Old Man, Canada. Our consultants, Delanor, the Netherlands, Irene Quinch, Germany. Our columnists, editors, and directors, Deg, Pennsylvania, USA, Supergram, New York, USA, SJ, Illinois, USA, JWPJ, Australia, Gavin, United Kingdom, Ken, Telenome, USA, Darkook, United Kingdom, Donahue, USA, Pally 64, Switzerland. Our photographer, Stella Flora, United Kingdom. Our cast and website designer, Miles, South Africa. Our Journey of the Called cast, Tyon, Moati Jean, Alaska, USA, Moog, and Zan. Our producers are Steve Crocs, United Kingdom, and Ruby O'Diggie, Florida, USA. Our resident musician is LCC from the Huru Project Shard, Ohio, USA.